Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lein. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, v'yikhu li truma, and they should take from me a separation, me'yez kol ish asher yivenu limo, from anyone whose heart desires, tikhu es trumasi. So there's a famous medrash, quotes a pasuk, ki lekach toiv nosati lochem. I gave you a deal. Terosi al tazayv. Do not forsake my Torah. Hashem gave us a gvaldiga maton, a gvaldiga lekach, he calls it, a kinyan, an acquisition. Terosi al tazayv, do not forsake my Torah. To which the medrash is, al tazvu es amekach shenosati lochem. Do not forsake this acquisition that I have given you. So the question is, what does the Medrash add to the Pasuk? I gave you a good acquisition, do not forsake my Torah. So what is the Medrash adding by Al Tazu Eshamekach Shenosati Lochem? Do not forsake this acquisition that I gave you. What's it adding to the Pasuk? So the Pandavish Roshiva Roshach said, it's how the Kodesh L'Vracha says a mighty dikipshat. But there are cloud. When you buy something off of somebody else, you make a kinyan. In halacha, there's different ways of acquiring different kinds of objects. Karka, real estate, you're kind of either giving money or the document is given over to you, the deed is given over, that's a kinyan, or the chazakah. But once you make the kinyan, the object is yours. You don't have to make kinyanim constantly. You made one kinyan and it's yours. By Torah, Chazal tells us there's also kinyanim. I tell you, niknis b'mem ches dvarim. There are 48 ways of acquiring the Torah. So one would think that once I acquire the Torah already, it's a finish. The kinyan is there, and it's mine automatically. So for that, Chazal is telling us over here, al tazu es hamekach shenosati lochem, that the Torah, you're not just kinyan it once. The Torah, you have to constantly do those, be Isaac in the Menchas Dvar Shatara Niknes Baham. The Mekach means the Maisa HaKinyan. That Maisa HaKinyan is not like Bagashmias, where you make one Maisa HaKinyan and that's it. The object is yours. By Torah, it's not like that. Torah is a Ruchnizdika acquisition, and for a Ruchnizdika acquisition, you constantly have to make that Kinyan. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Because it's a spiritual thing, it's a Ruchnizdika thing, so it does not naturally bond with us. We are a davar gashmi. So we have to constantly be omo v'yogeya to make that kinyan. Because the Pasuk says, hasoyim v'yveinenu, you blink, you know, and then the Torah is like a helium balloon. You let go of it and it flies away. So you constantly have to make those kinyanim. Secondly, the Torah is not something which is stagnant. In Torah, you could grow. Become a greater Talmud Chacham and a greater Talmud Chacham and a greater Talmud Chacham. So it always needs new kinyanim for us to become greater and greater and greater. That's why it needs a constant kinyan. And that's what the Medrash is being moistened over here. Unlike by Gashmius, where you make one kinyan and the object is yours, over here, don't leave that Mecca, don't leave that kinyan. Make those kinyanim over and over and over again. It's for a good reason that Chazal said, "B'chol yom yihyu be'einecha kachadoshes." Every day you should consider it like something new. Make a new kinyan every day. Go weiter every day and improve your kinyanim on the Torah. And that's what Chazal wanted from us. Now the question is, but what connection does this have with the Mishkan? We're talking about the parsha of the Mishkan over here. Also, the nigdosh v'shachanti b'soichan. So why is this connected to the Mishkan? The answer is because the Mishkan, the whole union of the Mishkan was the Dover Ruchni, the Shekhinah beside Klal Yisrael. So you can't just bring the Shekhinah down once and say, okay, and now I'll go back to my regular ways. The Shekhinah, which is Kedushin, is a constant, we have to constantly revitalize ourselves into keeping the Shekhinah there. The Pasuk says, Ki soilut banu uvonis v'noshantem, ba'oris, you'll become old in the land, you'll feel like, you know, it's old hat already. That's when Nachman al-Islam Klal Yisrael was put into Golos. We always have to keep that kinyan anew and have a new relationship with the Shekhinah. And that's why the Inyan of the Kruvin, the Kodesh HaKadosh, they were young faces, like new children. But children, everything is exciting, everything is new. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Klal Yisrael, Ki Nar Yisrael Ve'yu. Klal Yisrael was like a nar, like someone that's new, they have koiches, they're vital and such. That's the way we have to treat the Torah, and that's the way we have to treat the Mishkan, and that's why this pasuk is brought down here, when it gets to the Mishkan. Pasuk says, "Va'osu li migdash v'shachanti b'saychem." They should make for me a migdash, and I will dwell amongst them. There was an American fellow who's an accountant. We'll call him Saul. He's an accountant. For 25 years, he worked for his accounting firm. And finally, the moment had arrived. He's getting a sabbatical for a full year. He was waiting for this. The boss tells him, happily, the year has come. Take a year off. Go wherever you want to go. And we'll take care of part of the expenses. He's on cloud nine. He decides that this year he wants to spend finally getting his feet on the ground. And Ruchnius, he wants to spend the spiritual year. He's going with his family to Eretz Yisrael. But before he goes to spend their spiritual, he has to make sure that the Gashmius is taken care of. You know, there's a saying, Mashiv Haruach Amarid HaGoshem. If you want to settle the Ruchnius within you, you first have to minimize the Gashmius. But he wasn't aware of that, you know. So the first thing he has to take care of is, he calls an agent in Eretz Yisrael to find him a dira. Has to have at least 5 bedrooms, and has to have in a place where the air is just fine, beautiful air, and there's fine parking space, to be a nice shul nearby. The neighbors should be from, but not too from, you know, and the parking space we mentioned, the supermarket, there should be shopping in the area, Amish, all the amenities that he had back in America, of course, you know. You have to have that, that has to be the basis, and on that we'll build the Ruchnius. So Bell says, I'll look for a nice apartment. And sure enough, he gets back to him. I have mamish, I have the perfect place for you. The neighbors are from, not too from, there's parking space. The air there is fresh, everything. All, everything he wanted, shopping galore, smiley. Sends him a contract, signs on the bottom of the contract that says, there'll be somebody waiting for you there to welcome you when you come. So against the Mishpacha, they're excited, and they pack their belongings, they're preparing for the great event, they go to the airport, and they schlep all their baggages, they finally arrive peacefully, load airport in Eretz Yisrael, take a car service, and they come to the building, there's the address, and he takes out the contract, you know, and his mamash, they're all excited, they schlep up the steps, mamash is trembling with excitement, and he knocks on the door. Lady opens up the door, she looks at him. Yes, can I help you? She says, what do you mean, can you help me? I don't know, can I help you? So I'm here to take over the apartment. Take over the apartment? What's that? Yes, I rented this apartment. I rented this apartment? I don't know what you're talking about. I've been living in this apartment for years. You know, this is our apartment. What are you talking about? I have a contract right over here that says that I rented this apartment. He shows her the thing. She looks at it. You have no idea what you're talking about, you know. Kids, he takes out his phone. He calls up the agent. Shalom. Oh, Shalom Aleichem. Welcome. How's the apartment? Do you like the neighbors? Do you like the air? Do you like the parking space? He said, what do you mean? What do you do to me? There's somebody living in the apartment. What? Yes, there's somebody living in the apartment. Wait a minute, you never told me you wanted an empty apartment. You never mentioned that. You just said you wanted an apartment with parking, with the air, with the light. You never said you wanted it to be empty. What's the nimshel? The nimshel is that we want to make a dira for our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're not willing to part with all of the mishagasim, with all of the bad midas, with all of the things that the antithesis of the Shekhinah dwelling within us. For also the Migdash, you have to make for HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Migdash v'shachanti b'soichem, that I should be able to dwell amongst you. And a chelik of that is that you have to get rid of the gaiva and the koichi v'oitzim yodi, that I'm in charge of everything and I'm the one that does everything and such. You have to clear all of that out. And that's part of the me'ez kolisha sheyidvenu es libay. Your heart has to desire to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, and then you have to cleanse your heart to be able to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu live there. The Imreena says, V'osu li migdosh, li l'shmi. You have to make the li, your own personal interests, should all become l'shem shemayim. Even the gashmi is the kinyonim. In this world, you have to be able to transfer that over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interests, my interests, are really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interest. It shouldn't be in stira to what the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. B'taboy so'oren yihiyu abadim. Torah tells us that the poles should be put, the poles that you held up the aron with, it should be stuck into the rings that are fastened to the aron. Lo yosuru limenu. They should never be removed from the aron. You would have thought that when Klal Yisrael traveling and you know, the Levim are holding on to the Aron, so then you need the poles. But when the Aron is not being taken, it's not being supported by the Levim, it's in the Beis HaMikdash. There's no need for them. You can take them out. Kamash Malon, that it has to always be in the rings of Yasur Mimen. So the Sefer appears from Rabbi Yosef Nechemyish. I've seen it from others as well. And he says, what's the connotation over here? The taboys are new abadim, lo yosuru mimenu. The abadim, the poles represent the tenchei Torah, those that support the Torah. The aron represents the luchos, the talmidei chacham, and those that are oisek in Torah all day. And the poles are the ones that hold up the aron and they support the aron. The Torah is telling us over here that those that support the Torah will never leave the side of the Talmud Chacham. Not only are they connected to the Talmud Chacham, b'shas they carry him, and b'shas they support him, but even when they're no longer going to be supporting the Talmud Chacham, they're also going to be attached to the Talmud Chacham. That means in the Olam HaEmes, whoever supports learning, whoever supports Talmidei Chachamim, they will be by the side of the Talmidei Chacham. That's the limud from over here. So the Chidah brings down a question from his father, is that really such a good thing? You know, compared to the Chachamim, I'm an ignoramus. I'm going to be sitting there with Talmidei Chachamim. They're going to be discussing the most complicated halachas with Mefarshim, with Pilpul. I'm sitting there like a goyim. I don't understand the word of what they're talking about. You know, the Stipler going, or Kanyevsky, or Soliata Kanyevsky, say, it's out of the Kodesh Lavracha. He asked someone to go look for a kever. For him on Har, he wanted to be buried on Har HaZeisim. So the only kever they could find in the Mokum where he wanted to be buried was right next to Yeshua Leib Diskin. So he says he doesn't want. So why? Chashev Mokum. He says, because Yeshua Leib is going to be talking and learning the whole time down there. And I'm not going to understand the word he's talking about. So imagine in the Olam HaEmes, you know, you're amongst Talmidei Chachamim. And you have no idea what they're talking about. Why is that a good thing? So the Yalkut HaRuveni says, Shema Amina, from over here, that a person that supports Talmidei Chachamim, Men HaShemayim, they are going to give him the Seichel, and they're going to teach him the Torah in a way that he understands it, like Talmidei Chachamim. He's going to have a Havana in it, he's going to have Hasagas in Torah, and being together with Talmidei Chachamim will be the biggest pleasure for him. There's a Maisa Shahoya, Chaim Volozhiner. There was a Yid that gave a lot of money to support his yeshiva. And before he was Nifter, he donated money to the yeshiva that Chaim should learn Mishnais for him, Lachem Eveshim Shana, Le'ilu Nishmasa. Sure enough, the fellow was Nifter. And Chaim was learning Mishnais. And he learned Mishnais, not the way we learn, you know. He went through it as a Ba'amkis. And he had a Shver Kasha on a Mishnah. He was harving on it and couldn't come with a solution. And he fell asleep on his Mishnayis, and this fellow came to him in a dream. He says, Rebbe, the Kasha that you have, the answer is such and such. He found for the whole Mishnah fan. So Rechaim woke up, he told someone, he says, I understood that this, I knew already that this is what happens, that someone that gives for Torah, they teach him up there. I didn't realize it works that quickly. And it works that quickly. Mamashi, you know, he's there, he's not there very long. and he knows everything so close that he's able to answer my kashas that quickly. I didn't know that it goes, but that's the pshat. People that support Talmidei Chachamim, they get a chiluk in their learning, and they get hasagas in learning. The Gemara says, Noshim b'may zachyon. What do women zeichu with? Well, what is this chus? Because they wait for their husbands, they mishamish their husbands, and they bring their children to learn by the Milan. So then this question is, yes, what kind of a question is that? Noshim b'may zachyon. What are they zeichu with? Women are chayv in most of the Torah. The apotter from mitzvah says, she's man grama. They're chayv in most of the mitzvahs in the Torah. So what kind of a question is that? Noshim b'may zachyon. So the Chofetz Chaim says that in order to be zeichet to Tchiyas HaMeisim, the mitzvahs alone are not going to do it. You have to have a schud. You have to have a chelik in Torah. And you have to have hasogis in Torah. So the question is, how are they zeichet to that? Women don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So how are they zeichet to Tchiyas HaMeisim? And with the hasogis of Torah, right? They're zeichet by supporting their husbands, right, whether their husbands sit and learn, whether their husbands are Magidei Shia, whether their husbands are Kaveitim Latay, whether they're Kaveitim Latay, whatever it is, but if the women they support, they give moral support, take care of the house, and give their husbands the menucha, that they're able to spend time sitting and learning, they have a chelik mamish in the avoid of their husband. I saw in Ma'isa Shahaya, there was Adam Godel, Ma'oy was nifter a few years ago, Hagoyin Rav Avraham Ganichovsky. There's numerous biographies that were written on him. So I saw a Mayridiki thing. He had a friend that was a Rosh Yeshiva, Big Lamdan, I forgot already his name. And he was always in a suga preparing a shir, and he got stuck on a certain inyan. So that night he had a dream where Avraham Ganichovsky's mother came to him in a dream, and she said, why don't you look up my son's sefer, this and this simon? He has a shtickle tied on this inyan, and there he discusses this thing at length. His mother, you know, begins a meraimim, you know, she had a sagas in that. I saw a beautiful chat in the sefer of this aneg, Bahavose. There's different, this Adeng Bahavose. That's the name of the sefer. There's different svarim with similar names. The sefer of this Adeng Bahavose says a gewaldig chat. The minig is to be makadosh a woman with a ring. You can be makadosh with kesef, or you can be makadosh with anything that's worth money. But the minig oilum is to be makadosh with a ring. There's different reasons for that. But according to this, it comes out very good. Because since the woman supports her husband, she is like the bad that's stuck through the ring by the orin. So they put the ring on her finger to show that she is like the bad de her orin that supports her husband in learning. That's the pshat over here, but it's a mayridike yisoy that those that support Torah get a chelik in it, even in the hasagis of Torah. V'nosata el ha'orein eis ha'edus, you should place into the orein the luchais asher etein eilecha. Then the Torah says, v'nosata es ha'kapayris al ha'orein malmala. Then you should put the kapayras, the covering of the orin, on top. And then the Torah repeats again, the el ha'orin titein esa edus asher etein eilech. Starts out saying, put the luchais into the orin, then put the kapayras on, and then the el ha'orin titein esa edus asher etein eilech. Why is the Torah repeating? So Rashi asks this question. Rashi says at first, lo yadati lo menichbal. Why is the Torah repeated again? Sharek Farnan, I had already said in the beginning, the Nosata El Ornes Ha'edus, and then put the Kapayrus on. So Rashi answers that the Pasuk is coming to teach me, Shabol Alame. When it says a second time that you should put the Luchais in, the El Oren Titan Es Ha'edus, put the Luchais in when it's the Oren by itself without the Kapayrus. In other words, the kapayrus is not allowed to be on there. You're supposed to put the luchais into the aron when it's just an aron without the kapayrus. So everybody asks a question, what's the chiddush of that? What does that mean? It means don't put the kapayrus on first and then put the luchais in afterwards. Like, what would I have thought? If the Torah would not tell me this, I would have thought first you put the kapayrus on and then you put the luchais in. So I think the Mariamah says, yeah, with the luchais, everything happened b'neis, you never know. You never know what could happen. Every Amistaki says that. But Kipshuta is very hard to understand. What was the Havim here? But what I have thought, don't put the Kapyrus on. What does that mean? How would I have thought you could put the Luchas in with the Kapyrus on? So the Rosh, the Pirush HaRosh, he says, the Torah is telling us over here that before you put the Luchas in, never put the Kapyrus on before that. In other words, do not put the Kapyrus on before you put the Luchas in. It's supposed to be a regular box. Keep the Kapyrus aside. Don't even put it on temporarily before the Luchas are in there. I would have thought that as long as the Luchas are not in, but at least let me put the Kapyrus on. I think he says to see if it fits properly, to see if it's Meyushiv. No, you're not allowed to do that. The Kapyrus may not be on top until the Luchas are first in. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. So what's not at the Pshat? What's the Torah teaching us over here? Why indeed are you not allowed to put the Kapyrus on top of the box before you bring the Luchas in? What's the Indian over here? So I think that the Pshat is, if you'd be able to put the Kapyrus on top of the Oren, so that would make it sound like the Kapyrus is a covering of a box, right? And then when it's time to put the Luchas in, you take it off and put the Luchas in. That's not what the Kapyrus is. The Kapyrus is not merely a covering of a box. A Kapyrus is a makom of Ashras HaShchina. That is its purpose. The Shchina rests in Mibein HaKruvim. And the only way it's able to fulfill its purpose is if it's on top of the Torah itself. If the foundation underneath is the Torah, so then the Shchina rests on it. If you'd be able to put it on top of the box, it's a covering of a box that happens to house the Luchas, and it happens to be that the Shchina is there. No. The purpose of the Kapyrus is Hashros HaShchina. And Hashros HaShchina is not Shayach unless it's on top of the Luchas. That's the lima that the Torah is telling us over here. I saw it brought down in the Sefer Likutei Yehuda. He brings down a pshat from the Leiv Simcha. Why did the Torah repeat again? It's a new nesina of the Luchas. First, you put the Luchas in. That's one Indian of Kabbalah's Hatayu. Then you put the Kruvim on top. But the Kruvim were facing each other. That's a simon of Achdus and Klal Yisrael. When you have Achdus and Klal Yisrael, then automatically it's like there's a new Nesina Hatayu. It's like a different Kabbalah's Hatayu. The first Kabbalah's Hatayu, when you put it in, was without the Kruvim on top, without them facing each other, without having the Koyach of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. But then when you put the Kruvim on top, which represents the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, because they're facing each other, it's as if there's a new Kabbalah's HaTorah. The reason is partial, because we know that it's not Shayach to be Mekayim the Torah by yourself. No one person can be Mekayim all Tariyag Mitzvahs. Certain Mitzvahs that are given to Kahanim, certain Mitzvahs are given to the Melech, certain Mitzvahs are given to Leviim. So, how's it Shayach that we're all Mekayim the Torah, Kol Yisrael, or Rebbe Zebuzet? When there's an Achdus and we help each other out, so then it's Shayach to be Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo. So that's what the Torah is telling us. Like Simcha says, after you put the Kapyrus on, it's as if there's a new Chizuk given to the Torah. Also with Liman HaTorah, because I'll say a person should not learn by himself. Cherev al Abadim, it's Cherev to the heads of Talmidei Chachom that learn by themselves. You learn B'chavrusa, you bring out the Svar, you learn in a Rabbin, there's a tremendous Ruach of Taira, and there's a tremendous Siyata the Shmaya there. So the Achdus and Klal Yisrael represents this new Kabbalah Sataira. It's Ein Adayna, a person that learns Taira, mitoich Achdus with other people, to one that learns Taira by himself. That's the Limud that the Leiv Simcha says over here. V'osisa menaira zohav tar, you should make a menaira of pure gold, miksha te'ose ha-menaira. Yerecha, you should make a miksha, it should be chiseled out of one big piece of gold. Yerecha, its foundation, kanel, gibiel, all of the halakim of the menaira should be chiseled out. So Rashi says, miksha te'ose, it does not say ta'ase. You should make it. Miksha te'ose. It shall be made. May Elohim by itself. Why does the Torah say this? Because Moshe Rabbeinu had a very great difficulty in how to make the menorah. Different shortim. Why was the difficulty? The menorah corresponds to all of the madregas of Chachma, Lamaila. He had a difficulty making it correspond. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, take it, throw this whole big block of gold, throw it into the fire, and it will be made by itself. That's why it does not say, Ta'asa, you will make it. It says, Te'or says. So the Sfasenus asks a question. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to be able to make the menorahs, why did he show him exactly what it looks like? And why did he tell him L'chadchila to make it? Like, what was the purpose of this? So Sfasenus says, you learn from over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to do what he can do, to put all the effort in to do it. He wanted him to learn about it. He wanted him to see what the menorah looks like. He wanted him to put all of the hishtadlus in. When a person puts all the hishtadlus in to avodas Hashem, then it ends up, he has siyata d'shmaya far and beyond what he's capable of doing. And he's zoicha to the mitzvah. That's what happened over here. Hashem wanted him to do it. Hashem told him the halachas, how it should be done. He gave him the blueprint. He showed him it. And Moshe Rabbeinu tried and he tried and he tried and he tried. What happens at the end after he tried, he couldn't do it? Hashem says, okay, it'll be done by itself. And that's a limud for everybody in Avodas Hashem. If a person does lefi his kaychis, he does everything he could do, and he puts the hishtadlus in, Hashem gives a special siyata d'shmaya, it gets done. It gets done by itself, a special siyata d'shmaya. I saw one of the svarim brings down that this really could have been said by any of the mitzvahs. Why was it said by the menorah? Because the menorah represents the chachmas atayra. And that's where a person gets very discouraged. Chachmas atayra, Teres arucha, the erasmida, rechava miniyam, is greater, it's much greater than the earth and wider than the sea. It's so deep. How am I ever gonna master this? Right? So b'davka by the menorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you do everything that you could do, if you put all of the hishtadlus in, Hashem is going to give you the siyata d'shmaya to be able to do it. I remember there was a bachur in Dells. This bachur looked to me like the saddest person in the entire world, and for good reason. He did not have one living relative on this world. He had one grandmother that lived somewhere here in America, and she was nifter. That was it. Didn't have parents, didn't have siblings, nothing. Sad boy, very sad boy. I remember the way he sat. One time, Rav Gifter Zatzal, Rav Gifter always used to speak about you have to have shifas, you have to have aspirations, you have to have goals. You have to want to finish Shas. And for some reason, this clicked in his brain, and it just set him off. He started, and weiter, and weiter, and weiter. And today, the man's a bucky, like Nitzshayach. Nitzshayach, a choshevi, and gaman, he's a Talmud Chacham Muflik. Yeah, to see what he was and to see what he became. Because the Torah is something which is Shalai Kederach HaTeva. It's not, you know, something where it works naturally. It works Shalai Kederach HaTeva. And therefore, if a person puts the Hishtadlus in, no matter what his circumstances are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that Siyat HaDishmai, he should be Zoyche, to become a tremendous Talmud Chacham. A good Shabbos. Shabbos.